Thank you. This is case number 12,470. Troy and Alice Rohrbar seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.34 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Owens Court within the Curve subdivision. The 911 address is 40116 Owens Court, Fenwick Island. The zoning district is MR, medium residential zoning district, and the tax parcel is 130, district 134, map 22, parcel 7.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 2.0-foot variance and a 1.1-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for a deck. There's three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. The three letters of support are from nearby occupiers stating that the deck would enhance the appearance of their home.
How about the lower deck?
The upper deck is what is seeking the 2-foot variance, I believe, and then the so.
In our application, it states lower deck extends up to 5 feet past building restriction line.
Yeah. So the issue with this is they would be allowed to have that 5-foot deck, but when they built the upper deck, it now encloses the lower deck, so now they actually have to keep their original setback. So they don't get the 5 feet when they add a roof on top of it, which they're doing by adding the upper level of the deck. It has to be open to the sky to get the 5 feet. So that's why they need the variance for the bottom and the top deck now.
So the 2 foot at the top is kicking them back in at the bottom?
Basically, correct. Just adding the top deck is what is creating the issue for both the top and bottom.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Is the applicant before us? Please come forward, be sworn in.
Good evening, I'll swear you in.
Oh.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Amy Lynn Rawball, and the address is 40114 Owens Court, Fenwick Island, Delaware, 19944. But on all the paperwork, it's saying 40116, but our mailing address is 40114, so I'm not sure.
So the application that we have says 40116.
Okay.
So is that's the address?
It's the same property, but our mailing address, we get all of our mail to 40114.
Is that a different property?
No, it's this property.
Who filled out this application?
Our contractor did, but even on some of the public record, we have both addresses on there. We've never been able to fix it. Years ago, when we first bought the property, it was 4 Owens Court. There's 6 houses in the community, so they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Owens Court. And then the Postal Service changed it, I don't even know how many years ago, to the longer number. And we've had both ever since.
Okay. What is the number on your, if you were to drive there, do you have a signage there that says your number on it?
All the houses actually still say 4. I mean, like the single digits, some of them have 40117. They all vary on the mail.
Okay, what does yours say?
4.
So
from our original.
40114 or number 4?
Number 4 from our original address. The Postal Service changed it. But it's the same property.
It wouldn't have been the Postal Service, it would have been the county 911 address.
Maybe it was years ago when they did this.
Well, we have to decide now whether it's been properly advertised before we proceed because of the wrong address being on here. So just if you'll bear with us, we will get an answer.
If I can assist, Madam Chair, so the official mapping address, and the board can see it, perhaps if Mr. DeBoer changes the background, is the blue text, the very small text within the lot, shows us 40116, which matches the notice description.
911 address.
Correct, and that's how it is known for 911 purposes. I'm just checking to see if any building permits were pulled under any different numbers, but I believe it's been noticed correctly, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what we're gonna do then is we're gonna swear you in.
Okay.
So you give me your name and address. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And I see there's a gentleman here. Do we have, want to have him sworn in at the same time as you?
He's our general contractor.
Okay, would you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you step up to the podium, sir? And can you state your name and address for the record?
George Campbell, 8403 Greenwood Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And you may present.
So we were seeking to go the 2 extra feet on the top deck so we can mirror aesthetically the bottom deck extension. We didn't feel it was necessary to go out the extra 5 feet on the top or the bottom. We were just hoping to go out.
Have you already done, has this already been done?
No, it's not. It's in the process. We had a lot of work done of wood rot, rain, wind, so everything is, and our deck fell apart, so it's a complete new build, but it has not been extended, no.
What are these photos then that are submitted with the application?
They are, as you can see, the photos, you can see the original 10 foot, and then they put up what it would look like for the 12 foot, the plywood and all that, so that can be taken down.
Okay.
It could go either way.
I gotcha.
We never finished it. And what we did, my husband, Troy, and I, and my in-laws who own the house, there are 6 of us in the area. We spoke to each property owner and explained to them what we were hoping to do, because if anybody didn't feel comfortable with it or had any objections, then we wouldn't have filed for the variance. And then once we showed them everything, they were fine with it, so then that's when we filed for the variance to see if we could extend out the 2 extra feet.
Okay, so there's 5 criteria for granting a variance?
Yes, so we want it to be able to maximize the deck with necessary to accommodate my in-laws. They don't go on the beach that often anymore, so we thought because we had to rebuild the new deck, it would be nice to extend out so we can have an area for them. And as you can see from the survey where it's built out, we would have accessibility for all with the additional space. And we did request the extension, the extension cannot be seen from the street or the entranceway. The house is to the north and the south of us. It doesn't affect them, and they gave us letters of support which were submitted.
But that's great, but there's 5 reasons for granting a variance. One is not created by the applicant. So these questions that you answered, that's what we need to hear.
Okay, so go back to number one. I don't have to state the question, correct? Just state
Just the uniqueness of the property.
Okay. So it's a beachfront property deck extension request to slightly mirror the aesthetics of the allowable lower deck extension. Reasonable use of the property with maximized deck area is necessary to accommodate aging family members. The survey confirmed that the survey does serve the east decks on the property built to the BRL. Accessibility and convenience for all requires additional space for essential inclusive navigation. Confirmed, the requested extension cannot be viewed from the street and or the entrance to the 6 property cul-de-sac neighborhood of the curves. And we did speak to each neighbor prior to filing for the variance. Confirmed, we, the property owner, request only a 2-foot extension of the upper deck as opposed to mirroring the full 5-foot extension allowable on the lower deck. This request will allow full navigation and reasonable use of all the outdoor space.
So is it created by the applicant?
I'm sorry, is the variance created by the applicant? We did in conjunction with our contractor.
Now, is this request of this variance, is it created by the applicant?
Yes.
Okay. So before, this deck didn't have a roof over it, is that correct?
Well, it's a double deck, so there's 2 levels of the house, so it's the bottom deck that comes out and the top. So the bottom deck, the roof is the top deck, and the top deck is just, it's open.
Okay.
So there's no roof on the top deck at all.
All right. Okay.
And you're
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
You're doing this to, for your in-laws so they can enjoy the beach?
They don't go on the beach that much anymore because the sand's a little unstable to walk on the,
sure.
on the sand. So because we had to redo everything, we've kind of changed the seating and all and try to extend it so they can enjoy being out there too with the seating area and a table for dinner and a seating area so they can.
Is that your in-laws?
Yes, they are. Larry and Sharon Rawwell.
Thank you.
I have a question. On the bottom floor, that's where the old deck was and you added 2 foot to it?
Yes. The bottom deck.
Okay. And so you're going to make the top at the same distance, okay?
We wanted it to mirror one another.
Okay.
So you didn't have an upper deck before?
Yes, I did.
We did have an upper deck.
You did have an upper deck?
Yes, sir. We have the decks are the same exact as they were, but we just want to extend out 24 inches from the original.
Okay, the bottom and the top are the same.
Yes.
Now you just want 2 foot for the top and the bottom.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Whitehouse?
So Mr. Torrance has a copy of the survey, but so the existing survey that we have is dated, look at the date.
2015 is what I have.
Yes, March 16th of 2015. So staff had been operating on the basis that what is sought is what's shown on the survey. But from what we're hearing, that what is requested in terms of the variance is further forward than what is shown on this survey.
Correct.
That's what I'm hearing. So we will need to clarify the difference between the two. So if the difference is between the two is, how many inches did I hear, sir?
24 inches, 2 feet.
Mr. Whitehouse, the survey you're referencing, you said it was from 2015?
Correct, it's in our packet.
Okay, I apologize, I don't have that one printed out. I have one from March of this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That shows a proposed one, and it has the proposed deck, and it says under construction. And that's the one that shows that it's 8.988 feet from the rear yard property line.
We don't have that, or I don't have it.
Well, that's strange.
I have two pictures. I have a drawing from Mr. Campbell's construction company. And this is dated firm information, March 16, 2015. Date of original is 2020, but it just says deck band board, and then it says deck and under construction. So maybe that is it. But this says on the right, 2015. It doesn't show.
So, okay, Madam Chair, I think we may be looking at the same thing. That where it says on the right hand corner there, it says firm information.
Yeah.
And it has March 15. So when I look at the survey, I always look at the date of the original, which is that left hand corner.
I see it.
So I think we are looking at the same one. And I think, Mr. Whitehouse, that's probably the same one that you have.
I've looked at the same right hand corner that Ms. McGee looked at, sir.
Sometimes we grab the first number we see, but I think this is the proposed one.
So I don't, this doesn't make sense of what they're asking for compared to what records we have.
We've never made any changes.
Okay, well let's I want to clarify it with the.
So there was an existing two-story deck previously on the property, which was presumably permitted and existing. What we don't have is the date that was there, or but presumably it's been there for some time.
That's the original to when the house was built in the 80s. We're the second owner. And so that was original to when
so
the house
it was like that when you bought it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and correct. You're just, okay. you know anything different to just write it out? You're going to add on to it now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We had to do extensive work from wood rot, so we replaced cedar plank with hardy plank, and in the interim, our top deck fell apart.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, we'll add that too.
So I believe based upon the survey we have now, the originally described variances are correct then at 2.0 feet and 1.1 foot from the 10 foot rear yard. So.
Okay.
Yes. But as for the obtaining the permit history that far back using the software we have available tonight, that would need a bit more research, which would require us to table it and do some research. I very much doubt we can look at that far back tonight. So
that's fine.
What's the square footage of this deck?
That 500 square feet per deck.
It's 10 foot by.
Well, right now it's 10 by 50, 40. Do you need an exact number?
Approximate.
I think it's 50 feet. I'd say 500 per deck.
Okay. Going back to the pictures, I'm trying to understand this. where you have the plywood laid down.
Mm-hmm.
That is proposed?
Yes.
That would be the proposed new.
It looks like this is already all framed in.
It is, so we wouldn't have to reframe. So it was just, it's a proposed, rather than reframing everything back to 10 or trying to extend it out 2 feet. We just temporarily did it 2 feet. We can always cut it back, but we couldn't, mm-hmm.
You can see where the proper wood ends, and then the plywood is just there to show the proposed.
But you've got your 4x4s there. I mean,
we put up the railings because we used the house this summer, and I have two children and a dog. Not that the dog matters, but the two kids. So we asked George to put up a temporary railing until we knew what was going on with the deck so that we could use it.
Well, some look like it's 2x4s and some look like it's 4x4s. Is that correct?
I can tell you that the 24-inch extension is all just temporary at this point, just as a precaution in case the variance didn't go through, we could just eliminate it. And
okay. All right. Any other questions from members of the board?
It looked like by your pictures, you're really not too far off from your neighbors, in line with them. You might be a little bit off, not mm-hmm. that much. Where your deck standing another 2 feet out, to look at the other pictures, you really not, might be 8 to 10 inches.
I think
inches
it's the angle.
Might be the angle, but it's
should be the 2 feet because they're up to the building restriction line.
The neighbor on our right had, I don't know, maybe 2 years or so ago, they redid their whole house, and it doesn't look like it's far off at all. The house on the left is still original. They've never made any changes to it, and they use an upper deck, which comes out to about the same. It's close. It's not okay. Off by much.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp, do you have anything?
I do. One of the statements that you made was that this has been created by the applicant. And this board, one of the standards, and this goes for everybody here tonight, is that if the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, not due to some unique condition related to the property, this board is not in a position to be able to approve that. It's a five standards. You've got to meet them all. If you fail on any one of them, the board has to deny your application. And I believe, and I just want to make sure I heard your testimony correct, mm-hmm. because if it's your position that you've created it, I think the board's kind of put in a predicament here where they can't really consider your application for an approval. So that said, is there some physical uniqueness to the property that necessitates this decking extend the additional 2 feet, and that uniqueness has created this exceptional practical difficulty? Because I don't know that I heard that answer. Perhaps the board did, but I didn't. I see Mr. Williamson shaking his head, so I think maybe he has similar concerns.
I'm just confused with what you're saying.
Okay. So the fundamental question that this board has to look at is there some physical uniqueness to your property?
Mm-hmm.
That's a threshold question.
Okay.
And then that uniqueness has to have created an exceptional practical difficulty for you. In other words, it can't be something that you just said, well, I'd like my deck in this case to be further out. Mm-hmm. It can't be just a want or for convenience purposes. It's got to be because you can't otherwise do this on your property. And a lot of times we'll see it where there's, you know, maybe there's a small property, maybe there's an irregular shape, and this property is not quite rectangular, but it's pretty close. So that's the type of thing that I think, you know, I think the board here would appreciate if you could elaborate on that reasoning.
So you bought the house when it was built, and it was already built.
It was already, we're the second owner, so we had nothing to do with the structure of the house.
And it was already built to the building restriction line. You have plenty of front yard, but it wouldn't be economically feasible to pick the house up and move it a few feet front to get the 2 feet.
Not at all.
And you said you need it for your parents too, right? I mean, for the health and getting around.
They're not able to go on the beach much unless my husband is with us to help with stability walking on the sand. And I thought it would be nice, because our deck fell apart right in front of us, that because we had to rebuild it, I'm like, well, this would be great. I will make a nice seating area, and they can sit out on a sun chair and do all that just to make it nicer for them. I mean, obviously, it would be nice for all of us as well. But since they're not able to go on the beach as much, this way they would be able to still be outside.
So let me ask you this one other question, being very helpful tonight. not like me, but...
That was funny. Sorry.
That wasn't very nice. But because the house was built the way it was built when you bought it,
yes,
and that you can't go back any farther, then it is not created by the applicant. Do you agree with that?
I agree with what you said. We can't change the blueprint. We're just trying to...
But if you had built it, you may have built it differently.
I would have absolutely built it differently.
Okay. Any other questions?
Did you catch this, the contractor? Did the county catch it, or did the neighbor say something?
I think my husband and I talked with George about extending, and then asked what we needed to do to be able to do that. And then that's when he and his wife, who runs the company, told us the steps to file the variance. So then we spoke to our neighbors, and then we filed in June or July or whenever that was. I think July.
Is there a way to see if there's any other variances in that?
Yes. Well, the board has been talking, just to assist, by the way. I don't have history back to 1985, but there is reference to a building permit dated October 7th, 1997. And it says dwelling with additions, the curves, lot 4, which is this property. So, but I don't have any data beyond that. So,
okay. And then you also had a question, Mr. Whitehouse, or is that what you wanted to tell us?
No, that's what I wanted to say, and then okay. I'm just looking up the history now.
One, Mr. Whitehouse is looking at that. I've just got a couple. Is there well and septic
on this property, or are you on sewer and public water?
Public, is it public artesian water?
Okay, and you have sewer, I presume?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they don't have a septic system. Right. They have
sewer. Yeah, just make sure we had it in the record. And. Are there any steps that are going to project anywhere from this deck? Because I don't see that on the drawing.
No, it might be hard to tell. So if I'm facing the water, the steps are here. If this was the deck, the steps are up against the end. So there are steps to come from the ground floor to the first deck and then up to the second deck.
So there,
nothing extends out. It's within the framework.
Okay, so... Nothing projects further than what you were proposed on here.
No.
I presume, though, what we would need to do, though, because those decks would probably go to that line of your, of the steps would go to the back line of your deck, I presume?
No.
I'm looking at you, Mr. Campbell.
I'm sorry, say that again.
That's different subdivision, Jamie.
The steps that are going to project off the deck, they're going to go to basically the rear line of the existing deck.
The steps are within the deck itself, and they do not go
okay.
to the front or the east side of the deck.
They're the same where they were originally when the house was built.
Okay. My guess is we should probably make sure that that is incorporated into the request, so because those are different structures, the steps and the deck,
okay.
so that they're both incorporated into this. So I just want to make sure we have that cleared up. Sound right, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct.
But then I don't understand, if they're inside the deck, and the deck is in the back, I mean, where you need to come out, to the, they're only going 2 foot to the front. You're not changing the steps, have you?
The step, the...
No.
It, but it sounds to me like if the steps are going to be in the same, if they're going to be in the location of where this deck is.
The same footprint.
Are they projecting any, are they going to go as far out as the deck?
No.
No.
They were already there.
No. They're already okay. there.
Right.
There are new steps, but they are exactly the original blueprint from the original.
Okay, so they'll be no closer than 10 feet from the rear yard.
They're right. exactly where they
right.
were.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Then we don't need a variance for them. Okay, thanks.
And no variances in the subdivision.
That's correct, Madam Chair. So that's these 8 lots here, no other variances. There are other variances further afield, but none for these 6 or these.
Okay. Any other questions for members of the board? Okay. Is there anyone in favor of this application?
Am I allowed to just say it for myself?
3, 4. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? And would any of the 3 that are in favor, would you like to speak? No? Okay. Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on the call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have one person that would like to speak.
Okay.
Number 4.
Hi, this is Anna 4. And I'm calling the Suffolk County. I'm just calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you.
I'm like, who's that?
Okay. No other questions?
No one else.
Sorry. You have no one else on the line?
I have no one else that wishes to make any further comments.
Thank you. No other questions of the applicant by members of the board? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve case number 12,470. It's a minimum variance to before we leave. It will not enable into variance. The variance enabled to use the property. It will not alter the sincerity of the neighborhood. The minimum variance that before we leave, and all of our neighbors under agree to it.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Aye too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.